Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The U.S. says it has complete confidence in Poland's investigation into an explosion that killed two people near the border with Ukraine Monday. Polish officials have said it was likely the result of a Ukrainian air defense missile, as NPR's Michelle Kelman reports.
The U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Linda Thomas-Greenfield, is praising Poland for its, quote, calm, careful, and measured response.
While we still don't know all the facts, we do know one thing. This tragedy would never have happened but for Russia's needless invasion of Ukraine and its recent missile assaults.
Russia has been bombarding Ukraine's energy infrastructure. A top UN official, Rosemary DiCarlo, says such attacks are prohibited under international law and warns that the incident in Poland was, in her words, a frightening reminder of the absolute need to prevent an escalation. Michelle Kelleman, NPR News, Washington.
Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell has survived a challenge from Florida Senator Rick Scott to be reelected as Republican leader. Scott, the Senate GOP campaign chief, sought to challenge McConnell for the minority leader's post. McConnell reelected by a vote of 37-10. Scott's challenge came amid ongoing fallout from the midterm elections, where Republicans failed to take the Senate majority and did far worse in terms of gaining additional House seats than many had expected. Democrats are pushing for legislation during the lame duck session to protect immigrants who were brought into the U.S. illegally as children. NPR's Claudio Grisales reports Democrats face an uphill battle in gaining support from Republicans.
Recipients of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program joined Senate Democrats outside the Capitol pushing for new protections.
We are the dreamers.
Mighty, mighty dreamers.
Mighty, mighty dreamers.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer urged Republicans to join them.
It's past time DACA recipients feel safe in this country. So my message to Senate Republicans is this: work with us. Work with us on this widely supported policy so we can reach agreement that will protect families and strengthen our economy.
But Senate Democrats are still short of the Republican votes needed to overcome the threat of a filibuster. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, Washington.
Quarterback Tom Brady, his supermodel ex-wife Gisele Bündchen, and comedian Larry David, just some of the celebrities caught up in the collapse of cryptocurrency exchange FTX. A class action lawsuit filed in federal court contends a host of athletes and celebrities appeared in ads for the exchange that were full of, quote, misrepresentations and omissions and should be liable for losses. FTX filed for bankruptcy and could reportedly have as many as a million creditors. On Wall Street today, stocks moved lower. The Dow was down 39 points. The Nasdaq fell 174 points today. This is NPR News. NASA officials are elated after the first launch of the agency's massive Artemis rocket after the fourth attempt. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports a crew capsule is now on its way to the moon.
There's no crew on board, but this flight test is an important step towards NASA's goal of landing the first woman and first person of color on the lunar surface. Engineers will put the spacecraft through its paces to make sure it's safe enough to carry people. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson watched the pre-dawn launch at Kennedy Space Center in Florida with a group of astronauts.
I'm telling you, we've never seen such a tail of flame. There were a bunch there that would like to be on that rocket.
The bell-shaped crew capsule will orbit the moon and travel over a million miles before returning to Earth on December 11th. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
Where do 10,000 escaped mink go? Apparently anywhere they want. And in Wirt, Ohio, officials are warning people to lock up their pets and livestock. Officials say a mass mink release occurred at the Lion Farms USA mink farm about 150 miles north of Cincinnati yesterday. At last word, some mink remained at large, though officials say a large number of the animals perished crossing Highway 127, where their remains had to be pushed off the roadway this morning using a plow. Sheriff's office officials say it appears someone opened the animal's cage. Crude oil futures prices lost ground today after Russia resumed some shipments and rising COVID cases in China weighed on reopening plans there. Oil down $1.33 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.